Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Star 94.1.
So the airplane takes off for vacation country. Dusseldorf, right?
Yeah, they're headed to, it's a British Airways flight. Headed out of London to Dusseldorf, Germany.
And so excited about their big German trip.
Sure.
Except when they land and they realize they're in Scotland.
Yeah, that's not Dusseldorf.
Wait a second. What do we do here?
We're in Edinburgh, Scotland. Whoopsie.
Oops.
The pilots
didn't even realize they were going to the wrong place.
The passengers didn't know until I got on the ground and started looking at the signs or whatever and saw, wait a minute. Wrong language. And then the pilot came on and said, we've had a mistake. We're sorting it out. We'll get you where you need to go. Just stand by. And finally, they did get them correctly to the proper airport, to Dusseldorf. And it was determined that somebody entering codes off of paperwork made a mistake and forgot to put the proper code in for Dusseldorf. So everybody involved, the pilots, the flight attendants, the air traffic controllers, everybody involved just followed the instructions on the paperwork, which took them to Edinburgh, Scotland. So they all did their jobs properly. The person who screwed up was the one who typed the code in wrong.
Do you think the person who made the mistake was like out at the bars the night before?
A little hungover or like rushing to get out of work. Yeah. Like, it's 2-for-1. Like, they're being in London. So it's like 2-for-1 fish and chips.
Or one of those days where you just completely oversleep your alarm and then you're in a panic to get to work because you're already late. And you get there and you're just like, enter all the codes. And then enter it wrong.
Or it's eating and you get a smudge on it. You're like, that's an 8. That's an 8. Let's go with 8.
It's not the day. It's not what that person was doing the day the problem happened. It's the day after. Because somebody called him and said, dude, did you hear what you did? Right? Like, once that happens, you know for the next however many hours it is until you get to work, you're going to get fired. I mean, that's tens of thousands of dollar mistake when you have to talk about fuel and the cost to land at an airport and everything. I mean, you know you're going to get fired. You had one job.
Yeah. And you know, walking into work that day, this is the day. Like, I might as well start packing up my desk and get all those photos that I really want. And
You don't even wait. You go to work with a box.
Yeah.
Like, you don't even wait to be a
person. Wait for the box. You're just clearing it out. You're like, okay, when's that call going to come in?
Yep. You're walking down the hall. All your employees are like, it's been nice knowing you.
Yeah.
We appreciate you. Goodbye forever.
It's been good, bro.
I would be fascinated to hear stories from people who had to go to work one day knowing that they were going to get fired. Not the stories of, well, our company was doing a downsizing. Like, where you know, like, the cuts
are
coming.
You made a decision or a mistake.
Yes.
And you know that was going to get you fired. I have a story.
You do?
Yeah, that happened to me.
I have one that happened to me, and then one that happened to somebody else when he made an 8-figure mistake.
He
knew it happened during the day, and he knew that by the time, you know, we got around to dinner, he would be unemployed.
All right, so did this happen to you? Did you know you were going to get fired? We want to hear your stories, 404-263-0941, to share them with the Jeff and Jen Show, and we will talk to you next.
Okay, turn it up.
Turn it up. Jeff and Jen.
The Jeff and Jen Show, on now.
Did you know you were walking into work that day and you were about to get fired? 404-263-0941 is our number here at the Jeff and Jen Show. We've been inspired by this airplane that landed in the wrong country.
Somebody entered the wrong code, so instead of going to Germany, it went to Scotland.
Whoops.
About 600 miles apart, the two airports, and they had to keep everybody on the plane, explain to them what happened, and then get in the air again and fly to Dusseldorf, the proper destination. The person who entered that code wrong walked into the office the next day and said, You know what? We don't even have to have the meeting.
I know I'm getting fired.
I'll leave. You know what? Just let me clean my stuff up, and I will leave my office key on the front counter as I walk out. Thank you. Bye-bye. I had, when in my baby radio days, when I was so broke, taking a city bus to the radio station every day, and I did not live on a bus line. I mean, that was like riding my bike, then like five transfers, but I was so dedicated to radio. And I was pouring my heart into this radio station. And one day I had to work late and I missed the buses. So I said, you know what I'll do? I'm going to take the news station's van home, the AM news talk radio station. I'm going to take that van home because I have to be back here at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. I take that van home, sleep, and then it'll be back here before anybody gets in tomorrow. Except one of the suburbs of Syracuse caught on fire. Like,
oh no.
Three whole city blocks.
No.
Nothing happens in Syracuse ever.
Until the day they needed the van.
And so it was all hands on deck and pager. You know, this was back before there were like email and all that, and iPhones and stuff. People were getting paged, and everybody went to the radio station to get the van. It wasn't there. They called the police. They thought it was stolen.
They didn't even think to call you.
Why would they?
Oh, no.
I didn't even work for the new stock station. So
you're at home asleep. How do you find out?
I wake up. I take a shower. No. I get dressed. I drive to the radio station. I park. And there's all this activity going on in the newsroom. And I'm going there. I'm like, oh, what's going on? They're like, oh, two city blocks of Auburn burned down last night. I'm like, that's terrible. Like, yeah, and on top of that, the one time we needed our van this winter, somebody stole it. And I'm like,
Well, it's back there now. I must have just reappeared.
Let me back out slowly and return these keys to the key box that's on the...
Oh, no.
Fired. New. I mean, it was same day. They were like...
They were like, buddy,
bye-bye.
No,
yeah.
Not so much.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I had this happen to me in radio, too, where I knew I was going to do it with the decision I made, but I stuck by it because I had a boss who was mean and intimidating. He was like a big old bully, and he wanted my team of people to do something I thought was unethical, which was to show up at other radio stations, like sales paid client events, and sabotage it.
Like harass the jocks and
like
stuff,
harass
right?
Harass other people. And I just said, I don't think that's right. I said, I'll go promote this radio station wherever you want us to go. We'll show up wherever, you know? And I just don't think we should go harass other radio stations. Uh-huh. I just didn't think that was right or a right practice. And he was asking me to lead my troops, a promotions Ooh. Team doing mm-hmm. that, like all the marketing people on the ground. And I knew when I told him no, I'd get fired. And sure enough, I did.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. Ooh. The bigger bosses stood by him being unethical. And I was still glad I stood by it, but I knew when they called me down to the office, I was like, oh, here we go. He won.
The worst that I ever heard of was when I lived in Tucson, Arizona, there was a company called Bombardier. They made plane engines, and they had this huge facility down by the airport that was, it looked like, it was just like the biggest warehouse you've ever seen. But inside, it was filled with plane engines being assembled, and they were all done by robots and conveyor belts and cranes. I mean, the most massive things you've ever seen. And a guy hit a button on one of these cranes while a plane engine was about 2 feet off the ground, and it released the engine, and it fell 2 feet and had to be completely rebuilt to the tune of like $14 million.
Oh, that hurts my heart.
Ooh.
All because he was being careless and he didn't, like, he was supposed to move it to a point where there's a platform underneath it and it would be lowered by 1 inch and then released. Never hit the button to move the platform over, so it was lowered by 1 inch. And then, I don't know what it is, magnets or whatever, just boom, it just fell. Boom.
How many seconds after that did he get fired?
I would have just taken off my safety goggles, my hard hat, like, hung it up and, like,
just left.
Nice knowing y'all.
See y'all. Yeah. You know what? Take that out of my next paycheck. Take that out of my next paycheck.
Oh.
Thanks for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.